it's Leslie. Welcome back to my podcast. In the latest episode of Fluent English Now, we talked about asking for assistance during a conversation in English. We covered the notion of feeling stuck in a situation when in need of further information, but still lacking the proper vocabulary to achieve said goal. We discussed how asking for help can foster your feeling of security when getting a proper and well-leveled answer returned to you, and the way it pushes you forward with answering questions or reacting to different situations. Today, we are going to do a recap of all the techniques and communication strategies we used so far. But before we do this, let's run you through all the previously learned communication strategies. We are starting from the easiest to use, that is, least verbally demanding, to the most challenging as far as vocabulary goes. Are you ready? Cool. So, here's our list. The least verbally demanding communication strategies are message abandonment, topic avoidance, miming, language or code switching, stalling, and asking for assistance. The more difficult ones that require a lot more vocabulary power to use are paraphrasing, using synonyms and antonyms, word coinage, and checking comprehension. So, does this ring a bell for you? I hope so. Now, get ready to pull out your notes and swipe off the dust, or just give your memory a little boost when answering the following questions. Number 1. How many communication strategies can you remember of the ones we have studied before? Name as many as you can. Number 2. Which strategies can be considered the easiest to use and why? Number 3. Which strategies are the most verbally demanding and why? What alternatives can you mention? Now, for a more practical task to put your knowledge of communication strategies to the test, which communication strategies would you use in the following situations? You are at a grocery shop in another country and wish to buy some fruits and vegetables, but you are unfamiliar with the native name of what you want to buy. How can you tell the shop assistant your order? You are an exchange student visiting a foreign country through Erasmus or another exchange program. After landing at the local airport or arriving at the central train station, you need directions to get to your accommodation. How could you ask for directions? During an English lesson in your high school, you are unable to express a certain idea and need someone's help. Which strategies can you use? What would you do if you were in a restaurant where no menu in your language was available? How would you place your order by the waiter? Let's recap. In today's episode, we took a look at all the communication strategies we have met so far and answered a few questions about their usage. In addition, we have tried using such strategies on our own by imagining and performing a number of communicative situations where the use of communication strategies can greatly help us out and increase our chance of survival. I hope you enjoyed today's episode of Fluent English Now. If you did, please feel free to send me a donation using my email address leslie.carpati@icloud.com through TransferWise. Every single drop of your virtual money helps to keep the show running. With today's episode, we conclude the very first season of Fluent English Now. I hope that you enjoyed your journey through the wonderful world of communication strategies and how to use them during a conversation in English or any other language for that matter. I'm sure that by using these strategies and techniques regularly, you will be able to boost your spoken language skills in a short time and to your great joy. At this point, I can only ask you, dear listeners, one thing. Practice these techniques day and night and in all possible circumstances. focus on building up both your vocabulary and your strategic competence in order to become more successful speakers of any language. Read up on the topic of communication strategies, fluent speech, speech fluency, oral performance, and the related methodology. Do a search for these keywords in Google, YouTube, and your local library, as well as other online platforms for books and articles, or just consult with a language teacher. And remember our golden rule. Until next time, keep speaking English.